again, as usual. And today is a little different. I'm recording from the comfort of my own bed because, God forbid, I record an episode in the comfort of my own bed. But it's nice. So the sun is out and I have my heating pad with me and everything's great. But yeah, it's currently, I'm about to go on spring break. So it's the middle of March. And I've been doing a lot of thinking about my future, per usual, as one does when they're on the precipice of graduation. For those of you that wonder, will I change the name of my podcast because I won't be in my fourth year of college anymore? No, because I gave it that name on purpose because I'm starting it. It's a timestamp of my life at this stage. So, anyways, I've been thinking a lot about my future, what I want to do, all that big girl stuff, and it's definitely dawning on me, more than I thought it would be. But, like, you know, it's necessary. You know, everybody has to go through that, new changes, and it doesn't have to be just people that are at my stage of life. It can be whatever, you're starting something new and, you know, things are gonna happen. There's a lot of potential. Like, one could go down the path where it's scary, but, like, I choose not to do that because A, I trust myself and I feel very in control of my life, of the things that I have control of, and I'm optimistic. And B, the worst case scenario is not the realistic case scenario. And sometimes people need to just, like, simply hear that because, you know, it's gonna be okay. But that's easy for me to say. I feel like people have different mindsets, you know. So it takes a carefully cultivated mind to think positively and optimistically about the future. But anyways, I've just been having a lot of, like, oh my god, I can't even explain it without, like, being, like, totally just self-absorbed and, like, just, like, gloating in a way. But, like, I just feel so, like, fulfilled in maybe not all aspects of my life, but, like, in my life in general, like, the way I approach things and the way I'm, like, gonna go about things, I have just, like, full confidence in myself. And it's a little weird to me because sometimes I feel like everybody feels that way, but they don't, because I find myself, like, me talking about myself or giving advice and then people are like, wow, that's, like, so, like, how did you think of that, or, like, what helped you, or, like, that's something I don't have. And I'm like, you don't? Like, not that I thought everybody was like me exactly, but, like, of the default, because, well, I wouldn't say I'm an anxious person. I'm anxious when I need to be. Or actually, that's a lie. I'm not anxious when I need to be. I approach things pretty calmly. But I have anxiety sometimes. But the thing is, like, what was I going with that? Holy moly. No, I just, like, I thought that people had a default of, like, just, like, neutrality and, like, positivity, if anything. But I don't. That's not the case. I mean, it depends, like, what you're dealing with, obviously, but it's a little bit of a shock also, and it's sometimes it's hard to deal with because when people are going through tough times, I can, like, I have a great deal of empathy, but sometimes, like, my approach to things would be more simple and straightforward and that would work for me, but for others it wouldn't. Like, it's easy for me to tell myself to just get over it and be resilient and find those coping mechanisms that work for me, and then boom, I'm, like, over it, and not in an unhealthy way, it's just, like, that worked for me. But that doesn't work for other people sometimes, so yeah, I feel like that contributes to, like, or that's, like, a factor of, like, introvertedness and, like, just keeping to myself, because I'm like, well, I can solve my own problems, but I can't help solve other people's problems, you know, because it's a little different. But anyways, that's not even what I wanted to talk about today. I kind of just started to press the record button. I didn't really have a focus on today, even though I came in with the I love myself and I'm the greatest. But I think it's important to have a God complex sometimes. I think you need it and you deserve it. And obviously in, what's it called, in moderation, you know, don't be like a jerk. But like, I would say that I have it. I don't verbalize it a lot, although I think it all the time. Sometimes I do, if someone asks or it just applies to the conversation. I'd be like, yeah, I do. I definitely do. But part of my God complex is me being like really humble about it. And like, I just know it in myself. And I don't go out sharing it with everybody else. You know, it's one of those things where like, I know the bigger picture of myself is great, even though sometimes I like dwell on like small details that I don't like about myself. But like, the bigger picture is that like, I'm the full package. And yeah. And I think that's healthy. I think that's really healthy, guys. I think you need the confidence boost, and maybe if that comes in different forms, sure. I think a good one, I know it's like weird when I say God complex, because it's like, that's probably not like the correct terminology for what I'm even feeling, but I like to say it. And I feel like, because sometimes I do feel like I am superior to a lot of other people. Not that like I'm like, it's hard to describe, like I just have the attributes to make me a very well-rounded person and trust myself, and I feel in control of my life. That's what gives me the power and the confidence and the security. Not like I have so much power over you, like I'm so much better and you're like a little piece of dirt on the ground. Like, that's not what I mean. But I think, I don't know, like, because I see people dealing with problems sometimes, and like I said, I'm empathetic, but obviously if I'm not close with them, I'm not gonna like invest myself. But I'm like, damn, that's tough. Like, sometimes I have to just back up and be like, damn, that's tough for you, sorry, like I would never deal with that, like that's not a problem for me. Or like when people stress out about tiny little things, I'm like, there's a clear answer. Like, why are you freaking out? Like, you make your life so much harder than it needs to be. That's the thing. I don't make my life harder than it needs to be, genuinely. Oh my God. I have to talk about a situation I just experienced. And I think I can talk about it now because it wasn't that bad. But I turned in, literally everybody I think that's close to me like already knows about the situation. But recently, I was turning in my senior thesis and I was really stressed, and I'm taking two classes that don't relate to my major, and then I was doing the senior thesis. And then the week that I was turning in my thesis, I was really, really busy, and I was putting those two classes that were not for my major on the backboard, and or the back burner. And so for one of the classes, it's completely remote, completely asynchronous. I don't do the lectures, sorry about it, it's too much, I can't, they're like many hours long and I'm not gonna do it. And I had my other class too, and we have these 500 word responses that we have to do like bi-weekly, and I used AI to generate one of my responses, and I turned it in without checking over it, and I was just like, because I was like, I don't want to look at this, and I turned it in. Come 2 weeks later, the TA is like, so this looks a little suspicious, and I'm gonna have the professor read it because it seems to me that it's been generated by AI. I get a freaking email the couple hours later. The professor, hi Maya, I want to talk about this. Please email me. So I had a meeting. I was scared, literally so shitless. Like, from that email to the next day where we had the meeting, it was like torturous. Like, I've never felt so stressed in my life. I was freaking out. And I hated my life. I was thinking about the worst case scenario. I'm like, okay, I get a zero in the class. I have to take this GE again. I get a lower GPA, but I still survive. It's fine. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like, my poor roommate, like, she was actually, like, hearing me, like, rant about this so bad, going through the whole thought process, like, me just, like, jibber-jabbering to myself while I lay, like, on my back on my bed, just, like, staring up, being like, and, like, I was freaking out. So, come the meeting where I'm preparing for the worst, you know, the thing is, the consequence wasn't even that bad. I got on, he understood, he just wanted to get out of there too. He looked freaking so tired, and he was like, just redo the assignment with a different prompt and turn it in, you can get up to 90%. And guess what, it got graded today and I got a 90%. So, and I mainly typed it all myself, okay? So that is something that I went through that caused me a lot of stress, that I was overthinking it. I was really overthinking it. And Lord, where was I going with that? That was a moment of vulnerability. And I was really scared. And I was like, I did not handle this well at all. I really didn't. But I learned from my mistake, and I'm going to approach it differently. The thing is, the world of AI, like, is new to me. Like, I just discovered everything that it can do and what I can do with it, and it's like mind-boggling. I remember when I only started using it literally just a couple months ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can ask it to summarize things. And so I was just asking it to summarize all these papers that I had to read for like my other class. Because I was like, I don't have time to read these. Okay, look, the truth is, I say I don't have time, but I do. But it's called protecting your peace, okay? It's called protecting your peace because I'm time managing and I'm leaving time for me to rot on my bed, okay? Look, you might think, okay, you're not doing your work so you can relax. It's all part of the mental health, man. Like, you have to prioritize yourself and your sanity, quite simply put, to do the things in life that you do. I have a low tolerance for doing like a lot of work, like work capacity, because I can't. Like, I have to always, like, when I come back from work, I have to eat and then lay on my bed for at least 2 hours before I do anything. Same thing with when I come back from class. I have to eat and I have to lay on my bed. One might approach that as being lazy, but I don't. I think of it as literally just being an advocate for myself, because how am I supposed to overwork myself and keep going? Like, no, that's not healthy. Then you just feel you're why would you bring upon yourself stress that doesn't need to happen, you know? And I'm a procrastinator, but I'm a smart one, you know? So yeah, in my moment of vulnerability, it manifested in me using AI. Now, I should not have generated my text from it. Maybe I can use it to summarize things and give tips and blah, blah, blah. Which I know now. But you just have to find what works for you. Like, I don't know. Some people are really good at, I'm just really bad at it. So that's why it was detected. It's so funny is that I was going hours before the meeting, I was like, I am going to deny it. I'm going to deny that I used it. Because it sounds fine. And then I realized, because I had to do an analysis of this Bob Dylan song, I realized the freaking lyrics that the AI generated and that I turned in were not even in the song. And I was like, oh my god, like, he knows. And so the first thing he said when we went on the meeting, he's like, so I'm gonna list out some reasons why this is a little suspicious. Mainly it's because these lyrics aren't even in the song. I was like, yeah, I can't deny that. So I was just like, yeah, I used an outline to make it. And he was like, yeah, totally, absolutely. And he was like, just redo it. I'm like, wow. So that was a little comical. But I'm glad I didn't deny it, because he would have been like, well, this is for sure AI generated. Anyways, see, it the whole thought process, it took me like all that thinking, all that just verbal spillage before the meeting for me to come to the good conclusion to admit to it and to just be honest. And I was even trying to like justify myself a little bit more, but he would kind of like cut me off, and like maybe he was like not letting me incriminate myself, because I was gonna like be like, oh, like, but in my department, like, you know, AI is like actually encouraged, it's not, you know, out of the ordinary, blah blah blah. I was gonna say all these things, but like he was just like, redo it, and I was like, okay. And then I was gonna say this whole spiel about like, because I've had him before, and I was like, you're a great professor, like I had you before and it was one of my favorite classes, but I didn't even say that. I did the meeting ended and I was like, okay, goodbye, because I was just like, just wanted to get out of there. But anyways, that's a moment of where I was trying to protect my peace a little too hard, and I used something that I shouldn't have. But that's okay. Everybody's human. Then again, so I feel like coming to that conclusion, see, I didn't even abuse it. And I learned. Now, what did I learn? I didn't learn not to use it. I learned to be smarter with it and more honest with it, honestly. So, yeah, that's life. But I think what I was, all that to say, that, protecting your sanity and your peace is very important, and it helps you feel more confident and more capable of doing things, like daring. Like, you can't keep forcing yourself and tiring yourself out and think, well, this is all in the name of success and it's gonna pay off later. You're not gonna even feel like it paid off if you're working so hard towards something and you don't take a step back to relax and like enjoy what you just did or acknowledge what you just did. And you know what, since that, for me, I came to the realization when I turned in my thesis, I was like, oh, I kind of want to like celebrate that. But it was so weird because I came to the I've never celebrated, like voluntarily celebrated myself in a way that wasn't through my birthday or like a really big accomplishment like graduating. I never do that. Like, I never, especially involving other people, because I haven't really had like friends in the past were like, they would support me like that. But now I do have those friends, and it was really weird because after I was like, I think I want to do something like when I turn in my thesis, like something really simple, like watch a movie and just eat good food. And that's what we did. And it felt so weird. Like, I was telling my roommate, I was like, I don't think I really even like sell. She was like, oh my God, like, you totally should, like, let's do it, you know. Like, she was so down and everybody was so nice about it. I was like, this is really weird, but like, I love it, you know. It's like supportive community. It was really weird. But that is contrary to what I was just saying about like celebrating it. I think because I take the time a lot to relax and reflect on what I've done, I don't really celebrate, because I just like, my celebrating is relaxing. But I think if you work really, really hard all the time and you're like grinding, finally when you accomplish something, that's like definitely worth the celebration. So I think that's why maybe, it's like more of a thing to celebrate. Because I always like, this is like a bad mentality or a bad way to say it, but like, I feel like life just comes easy to me, and like, not that I always choose the easy option in life in general, but I always make things very manageable. And I guess I would say maybe I don't take risks as much. I just do what's necessary and what will get me by. And that's something I've definitely contemplated. Like, what am I doing enough? Like, am I taking the chances that are in front of me? And like, I've put myself in really great spaces to grow, but sometimes I ponder, is that enough? Or should I be taking more risks? Because I'm like thinking, have I taken risks and they haven't felt like risks because I just handled it really well? Or am I just not taking risks and I stay in my comfortable bubble all the time? So I don't know what the answer to that is. I think maybe a risk will feel like a risk when I take it because I'm nervous about it. but like a good nervous, and it's like excited for the possibility type thing. But I think for now, like, I'm okay with not taking big risks in college. I mean, well, darn, it's almost over anyway, so I didn't really take big risks, but I'm totally okay with that because college was a risk in itself. Like, damn. I have two jobs and I take care of myself and I'm doing good in school, and that's all I can ask for. The risk taking will come very soon when I'm applying for jobs to be a functioning member of society. So yeah, that's definitely coming up. Again, coming back to what I've been thinking about a lot, is being a functioning member of society. And I mean, that's literally excluding also the fact that I have to get my driver's license. I know. It's something I should have gotten, I know. But it hasn't happened thus far. And it will. I know it's like something, literally, I know the people that know me, they're like shaking their heads. They're like, oh my God, like it's taking you so long. I know. I'm gonna get to it, okay? And I'm gonna focus when I have to, because I have to. Because nothing was just holding me accountable before, so of course I wouldn't do it. I'm focusing on other things. I was taking the bus here all the time, and it's completely fine for me. But I will. That's a different discussion. But yeah, I think it just, thinking about all these new risks that I'm gonna have to be taking is daunting, but also very exciting. Again, like, if you trust yourself and the decisions you make, you're content, you're excited, it's not too scary. Like, I'm just excited to form the life that I want to form. You know, like, I think, you know what's crazy is that, like, I think even since before I came to college, I've been thinking about how I was gonna be post-college, like, in my mid-20s. And it's creeping up. It's genuinely coming. And I'm really excited, though, because I have a vision for myself. And I know who I wanna be. And I know how I wanna present myself. I know what I wanna do. And I know I want, like, the circumstances that I wanna be in the next couple of years. So that's comforting, and steps are happening to make that happen, which is great. Now there's like little things here and there that I ponder, you know, like there's a case I always think about, because I, especially in terms of just like maybe how I like look and the items I want to consume and whatever, my aesthetic, whatever. Sometimes I'm like, why are you waiting to just do that for yourself and just start being the person that you want to be? Not in my soul, but just like outwardly. And well, a big portion of it has to do with money, because I want to look like some sort of a Pinterest model, I guess, apparently. But so I'm like, well, I have to buy all those things. I mean, I can make it for myself now, little by little. But I think a part of me is just like really like thinking, I'm just gonna wait till I have like a stable job and I'm not in school and working, and I have an apartment of my own and I get to decorate it, and then I get to invest in myself and my self-care and be like those mid-20-year-old women that are like not discovering themselves, because they're just like being pretty on the internet, but like, you know, they're inspiring. And I'm like, oh, I want to look like that, or I want to eat like that, or whatever, have a schedule like that. So like, that's how I feel like it'll come later. I don't know if I'm doing enough right now to like make that happen, but again, this is where I give myself grace. I'm not gonna let it stress me out. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy. This is my ignorance talking. It's so easy to just not let things stress me out. Now, look, it's because I don't have to. And that's why it's easy. Because I could be thinking, oh my gosh, I need to look so pretty for the summer. I need to do this and that. And so I can get a boyfriend and I can, like, be all badass looking for my job, and you know, and be summer woo, summer baddie, summer, like, no, like, I could be, and going to the gym and blah blah blah, but I'm just in the state of my life that I am now. Like, I think if you accept it, it's way easier. And not accept it and just, like, accept the monotony and just be like, well, I'm just mid and whatever. It's more so, like, you accept the state that you're in and you keep in mind how you want to grow, I think. Because I have my goals, like, they're there and I work towards them little by little, even if it's really slow. But the thing is, things I want to develop are not at a consistent pace, like, whatsoever. Sometimes it's really slow, sometimes it's really fast. Like, you know, you have times where you're just, like, maybe, I don't know, but I'll come into, like, a lot of money, like, I'll get, like, a really big first check, and be like, let's buy this, this, and this. But right now, yes, I am in a stage where I can't even buy myself a new face wash. I get it, and so my skin is horrible. But that's okay, because later, I will make it happen for myself. So it's a pace. It's a pace that is not even, is what I'm trying to say. And that's totally fine. And it's very normal. So I think life comes in paces. And look, in the small, it's both in the long term and the short term. You know? Like, the way I want to portray myself to the world has been a very long term varying pace, because it's gonna accelerate. I see it's accelerating this coming summer, because my mind will be predominantly available to, like, invest in that. But before it wasn't, because I'm in college and I'm dealing with a lot of things. But when I, like, first entered college, I was thinking about it a lot, because it was just like, wow, this is so new, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it varies. But then the short-term things are, like, I want to be consistent with, like, I don't know, going to the gym. So sometimes I go to the gym a lot, times a week. Sometimes I haven't gone for a month. So, like, that's just how life is. Different paces and different times. But, yeah, it's super important to, like, acknowledge that and be forgiving of yourself. I feel like I kind of always in different ways say this same phrase of, like, being forgiving of yourself. But it's so true. It's literally the reason why I feel like I have such a huge God complex is because, like, I just feel in control of everything in my life that I have control of. Not, like, of everything, period, but just of things that I have control of. And it's so, like, ironic, because you'd think, like, if you don't know me, you'd probably be like, well, darn, you sound like you're so confident, you walk with a pep in your step, and you hold your head high, and, like, you command the room and whatever. No, I'm actually such a introverted nerd that it's, like, painful sometimes, and I'm just like, why? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But for me, the truth is that, like, I'm just content in myself, and I know myself, and if someone wants to talk to me and get to know me, they'll see that, and they'll see my wisdom. But, like, if not, you literally don't know, like, anything that's going in my brain. It's, like, kind of insane. And you're just like, well, she looks shy. That's probably, like, what a lot of people, like, think. Because, well, I, you know, it's like, I'm not short, but I hide behind my glasses, and I have, like, curly, disheveled hair, and a awkward, kind of, like, scared deer smile aura to me, and there's no problem with that. I'm just saying it's an acquired, like, taste, I guess. And I like it. I don't want to be, like, basic and, like, you know, but it's just funny, because I feel like the way I present myself to the world doesn't match, like, everything that's going on in my brain and, like, all the wisdom that I share. That's literally predominantly why I have this podcast, is because I just want to talk and I want to, like, share what the inner machinations of my mind are working at. And I don't do that regularly. It's just I crave human connection, but I'm too afraid to do it. It's so, like, what? That doesn't even make sense, but I do, like, I do, I crave to talk and connect and share and enlighten, but I don't make the effort to do so, which is that, it, see, this is good, the thought process is happening, I'm realizing where my faults lie, and the God complex is going to, no, it's not, because I still am like, well, of course I'm acknowledging my problems. Like, you know, I just always do that. And I make it better. But see, it's a whole cycle. It's a whole cycle. It's literally a whole cycle. See, at the end of the day, I never feel like really like self-deprecation is the word. Never heard of her. Like, I'm the best. Because even in my faults, even acknowledging my faults and my vulnerabilities and my lackings, I am feeling superior still because I'm acknowledging them, you know? So yeah, because it takes effort to do that. It takes like, not effort, but it takes like a certain really good self-recognition and a really good self-awareness to just even begin to dissect yourself, which I've done a lot. And it helps me put myself into perspective, really. And be able to grow or just maintain the same if I'm like, so, because sometimes I'm like, I think to myself, I am pretty much probably gonna stay how I am like for the rest of my life because I'm so good. But then again, it's like you don't know like the expectedness of life and how things might change, because I was very different when I was like a young, I think I've always been like kind of like a timid, shy, you know, type of little girl, but very extroverted with my friends, and that I'm seeing now. I mean, sometimes I struggle because I don't know, I overthink a little bit, and I'm like, am I wrong here? But then I go back to, you know, feeling confident in decisions, and yeah, I always ponder how I could be better and more empathetic and this and that, but I work at it, you know. I'm not perfect. I'll contrary to everything I'm literally just saying, I'm just kidding, not everything, but contrary to like how I'm literally saying I have a huge God complex, I'm not perfect. Obviously, that's not what it means. It means that I think highly of myself, but it doesn't mean that I'm perfect and that I have like, you know, everything answered. But it means that I'm constantly growing and trying to improve and trying to, you know, just acknowledge myself and be comfortable in my own skin. And I have been for a while, so I think it's obviously a constant battle. So it just gets easier with time is the thing, is what I'm trying to say, I think, is that it gets easier with time. Like, the more you acknowledge yourself, it's so easy to accept your faults. But the thing is, that can be bad, because if your faults are bad, like bad, I mean morally, well, okay, maybe you gotta rethink yourself. But I don't have bad morals, so I'm fine. But, like, you know, if you're, like, for example, you're, like, some sort of master manipulator, and you're like, well, I'm a manipulator, but it's fine. That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, you know, like, the faults that you see in yourself, your insecurities, etc., you know, the things where you feel like you're not good enough, and but not like if you're obviously, if it's having a negative effect on other people, like don't use the God complex to justify. That's not what I'm saying, okay? But because at the same time, when you're like really like self-aware, you're aware of like the bad things you do too. Like, you know, you're aware of like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, or that wasn't nice, or, you know, You're not a bad guy if you're self-aware, I feel like. You're just, like, learning. So, if I had to say a message for the people out there, it's that self-awareness, forgiveness for yourself, and one other thing that I mentioned before that I'm not thinking of right now will lead to healthy self-love. And I am a big believer in self-love. I'm a believer. Okay, everybody believes in self-love, I'm pretty sure. But okay, maybe that's not true. Well, whatever. It's just that self-love for me can manifest in what I call a God complex, which is like, I just like to say that because it's so like funny to me, like contradictory to my, like, the way I put myself out there. Like, no one would look at me and be like, oh yeah, she has a God complex. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not one of those. That's why I think it's so hilarious. But anyways, yeah, I think it's like sometimes when I say all these things on literally on my episodes and I go, I hope that resonates with you, and I'm like, am I saying this? And I'm like tone deaf to like the people around me. Like, is it even applicable what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But the thing is, I'm not gonna overthink that, because guess what? This is my podcast, and what I say is just what I can offer, literally, if I'm offering to anybody out there, anybody new, but it's mainly for myself, and just so I can talk and share and bask and explore. But yeah, so if anybody was wondering how I think of myself, I think of myself very highly. I'm not like, I'm self-conscious in ways, but not about like my soul and my personality and the way I carry myself. I'm very confident. So that's why, you know, it's easy for me to like not, at this point in my life, it's taken a lot of work, but it's easy for me to not care about what people think about me genuinely. Genuinely, if you want to judge me, I don't care. Like, that sounds like so like stupid, but I couldn't care less. I don't know. It's just like, because you really, I don't know. It's just so, I'm telling you, if you are confident in who you are and you are comfortable with the decisions you make, especially like, again, you have to have good morals, and if you come from a good place, you will not care what people think, you know? But then again, I see how that's a struggle for other people. Like, you know, if you're more of a people pleaser, I am not. I like to be, well, obviously I like to be on good terms with people, and it bothers me if someone's mad at me, but that genuinely doesn't happen because I, guess what, I don't even interact with a lot of people. And with the people I do, if there's a problem, I have my own ways of dealing with it. And they're healthy ways, and they're not bad, but although I'm like quiet, but I always try to, you know, form good relationships and really sift through the people that I know. Really, you know, to see if they're really benefiting me. And it'll be so apparent if I am not vibing with a person and I'm like, this, whatever the relationship is, but let's say example of friendship, this friendship is not benefiting me, and I, or benefiting any of us, not just me, but like, this is not the vibe, you don't get me. It'll be so apparent. Like, I will literally just stop talking to you. Like, I guess that's ghosting, right? But it's not like in a bitter way. It's just like, well, if you're not, there's no way if I'm not feeling it that you're feeling it too. So I just always assume it's mutual, you know? I'm just like, okay, bye. And then I foster the friendships that do really work for me and the relationships that do work for me. So yeah, so it's a balancing game of being forgiving and unforgiving. Wait, that's not even the word. Of being accepting and not accepting of just like the people around you, and also like how, you know, they're affecting you. Yeah. I mean, like, in short terms, I could just say, like, be selfish with the little asterisk or the disclaimer of not negative, like, not derogatory selfish, just, like, be selfish. Like, I don't know. You just have to put yourself first, is the conclusion. But not at the cost of other people. It's just, like, yeah. And I'm talking not even selfish in terms of yourself with other humans, just, like, in terms of your work and, you know, like, other aspects that stress you out, like, you know? So I feel like in my brain there is an equation forming of everything I just said because I keep saying plus and equals in my brain, and it all equals like healthy God complex self-love, and the different factors of the equation are hidden in this episode. So maybe I don't have to figure that out, and maybe you've got that. So I'm not gonna make my cogwheels turn in my brain too hard. But anyways, that's the conclusion. And I think everybody should have a little bit of a God complex, honestly. I think you should. I think you owe it to yourself. I think you need that confidence boost, and I think you need the self gratification and the even it's like goofy even. It doesn't even have to be like that serious. Like it just be, you know, just yeah. Just feel it, and it's totally fine. And it's admirable almost. So that's what I have to say about that. You know, that's my brain spillage for now. But anyways, all's to say, I hope everybody takes it easy on themselves, and yes, you take it easy on yourself, and I'll catch you in the next one when I have more mental, and you know, not more mental, more insights to share with what my brain squeezes out. So, yes, I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.